All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Kathy, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, so you're looking for a Troy, is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Give us a little rundown of the whole situation.
All right, so I started seeing Troy, mm-hmm. and we've gone out a few times, and I mean, we've been having a great time. But now, all of a sudden, like, he's not getting back to me. I've called him and texted, but, like, nothing.
Anything you could have done? Like, what happened last time you guys hung out? Anything weird?
I mean, I guess, like, the only thing is, at one point during our date, an ex of mine walked by us. Mm. And, you know, he stopped and chatted with us for a little bit.
Was the ex, like, better looking than Troy? Like, was he walking to go to the valet who had his Lamborghini waiting for him? Like, give me a little.
No, like, he's just a normal dude. And, like, it was, like, 3 or 4 boyfriends ago, so I don't even know why we broke up.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't, okay, so it wasn't like I'm still in love with him, or.
Not at all.
All right, so you know what? We'll give him a call for you next and see. If, all right, Kathy, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah?
Is this Troy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Troy. What's up?
So, Troy, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you why we're calling? Because we got your number from somebody.
Wait. Who the f*** are you guys? Why are you calling me?
Okay, calling you because we got your phone number. We're calling you from a radio station, but because we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to ask you out on her behalf. And it's a girl that knows you. And she thinks that you guys, you know, you have a pretty good chemistry. So basically, the reason we're calling you is she wants to go on a date with you.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you her name. But here's the thing. If you say yes, you get to pick whatever restaurant you want to go to. You tell us when you're free. We'll let you eat for free. We'll pay for everything. Eat as much as you want. Drink as much as you want. Worst case scenario, you and her don't hit it off, but you still eat and drink all freaking night for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What a food, I'm down. What's
the girl's name? That's what I'm talking about. All right, so her name is Kathy. You guys went out before already? She said that for some reason you're not hitting her up?
Yeah. Hell, no. That's not going to happen. No.
No, no.
Free food.
Even the free food?
Yeah, even the free food. Hell no. Not happening.
Okay, I need to know. Was it because of the situation where you had a quick little run-in with an ex-boyfriend of hers or something like that?
You know, No, but yeah.
What is that?
I just must say, we asked her, we gave her a quick grill, and she said that you're way better looking than that guy. She doesn't have any feelings for him anymore.
Hell yeah, I'm better looking at him, so he didn't intimidate me. I mean, he was pretty cool, but listen, we're going to dinner, we're waiting at the bar or the restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, we're waiting to get seated, yeah. And this guy walks by with friends, and yeah, they got chatting, and she introduced me, you know, blah, 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 the usual that exes talk about. So we had a good date, and then afterwards, I was waiting for my Uber. She was waiting for Uber, because we don't live in each other, so we take our own Ubers. Her Uber came, and I was still waiting, and while I was waiting is when the ex came out. All right. Mm-hmm. So he walked out with his friends, and you know, they start chatting again with me. They were cool, no problem. And at one point during the conversation, this one of his drunk-ass friends said, so have you seen their sex tape yet?
What?
He said, have you seen their sex tape yet?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Talking about Kathy and the ex?
But Kathy and the ex, yeah, exactly. So the ex-boyfriend tried to tell his friend to shut the f*** up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but come on, I was curious. So I didn't want them to know I didn't know about it. So I pretended like I knew about it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen it. You know, and the drunk guy goes, well, which one?
Which one?
Which one? Yeah. So now I'm trying to change the conversation, but this motherfucker keeps going on. He goes, you know, did you see the one where she was dressed up like Harley Quinn? Oh, yeah. Did you see the threesome with the other girl?
So these were all with the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend.
I mean...
Wait, and then this ass pulls out the phone.
Yeah.
And then he starts scrolling through videos and playing a few for me.
Who, the friend or the ex-boyfriend?
The friend. The ex-boyfriend was, he didn't want anything to do with it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Why would he do that?
You know, I can't handle it. There's all these sex tapes of her floating around that everybody's looking at, obviously.
Okay, then you need to grow the
Whoa, okay, hold on a second. Troy, Kathy's on the phone right now. She's been listening to what you're saying.
Great. Are you serious right now? Look, I'm a grown-ass woman. I can record sex whenever, like, with my ex a few times if I want to.
Okay. So, you know, okay. All right, so I don't care about that. All right, I'm talking about the dressing up and the threesome and that other cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was, like, thinking, why didn't you do that crazy shit to me instead of just plain-ass missionary bullshit?
Oh, are you kidding me?
God.
That's what you're pissed about?
Hold on a second. Troy, so you're mad... first of all, props. You're not mad that she has multiple sex tapes out there with another guy. You're mad because you want to do that stuff with her?
Well, hell yeah. I mean, it sucks that she's got the tapes, but why didn't she do that shit with me?
I mean, dude, because I'm more mature now.
Okay, can you be less mature?
Oh, my God.
Before this gets out of hand, I think
Before?
I think that, okay, so Troy's upset. But the good thing is Troy's not upset because of this. Because a lot of guys would be like, I can't handle she has a sex tape or multiple ones in this case.
I swear to God, there are at least seven of them.
Okay, well, regardless, but that's not what bothers him. What bothers him is that he saw a couple of things that Kathy hasn't done with him yet. Yet, right, Kathy? Maybe if this relationship...
Yeah, that would be great.
That happened naturally, but now that you're being such an ass about this, absolutely not.
Oh, great. You know what, guys? She's boring. I mean, obviously, I miss the days of the fun girl, so forget it.
You never know, though. You never know.
No. Whenever you say it's not going to work, you know, after all this and then just talking to right now, I'm all set with this bitch. Nope.
So because of what I won't do to you, you don't want a second date with me?
Right, that's 100% accurate. No second date.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen, Primo Bartending. He's going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis is Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.